Thank you for those opening hymns. Give to our God immortal praise. Give to our King immortal praise. Give to the Lord Jesus Christ immortal praise. We are mortals, but praise is immortal. God is immortal, and people will be praising him throughout the ages of eternity. I invite you to turn to Acts chapter 1. Today I'm inspired by the ascension of Christ and the descension of the Spirit, or the descending of the Spirit. Maybe it's because I'm watching my brother decline and I'm thinking about heavenly things. But mostly this morning, it's because I want to give praise to Jesus. So here's Luke writing in Acts, as we understand, and he also finished his gospel with an account of the ascension. And so he's unique amongst the history of the New Testament. So Jesus is being presented here. He was taken up after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles. I'm in verse 2. Commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. So here we are midstream. 40 days after his resurrection, he's gathering with them, and he's commanding them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You've heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." And we understand from scriptures that it was 10 more. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" Seems like this question was always somewhere close to the top of mind. And he said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. So here we have Jesus ascending, but just before he gave his last words. And last words are often pondered and treasured, like the father or the husband that told his wife as he went into surgery, "Now, if I don't survive this surgery, just know that I love you." He might have said that when he courted. He might have said that on their wedding day. He might have said it many times in between, but the words that she treasured when he died was that he still loved her. Makes me think of last March when Steve Miller, Red Rock Auto Steve, was in that accident that drastically altered his life. He was in and out a bit as the medics arrived, and they helped him find his phone in his clothes. And he dialed his wife, and said, I think, three things. He said, I've been in an accident, and I don't know if I'll survive. I love you, and that's it. I mean, that's all he could say, because he was drifting back out of consciousness. And when you think about that kind of a message and the potential it being the last words, it would be something that would be pretty arresting and pretty sobering. Well, he did survive, but he's been in months of rehab. I think he's now back to work about 6 hours a day. Maybe he's supposed to be there four, and he's probably stretching it a little bit. But God still has something for him. Well, Jesus' last words are, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and beyond. And note the wording here, you shall be witnesses. He isn't saying, maybe it's almost the same thing, but he's not saying, you shall witness for me. He's saying, you shall be witnesses. There's a subtle difference, whether it makes a lot of difference to you or not. There's a subtle difference, and one is a state of being. The other one is, what can I do? And what can I do is a good question to answer, but Jesus is saying, you shall be witnesses. To these 11 who had walked with him, who saw his death and his resurrection, you shall be witnesses of me. And wherever you go, you shall be witnesses. Now, I'd like to turn to the words of Luke in Luke 24. Are we not on here? There we are, thank you. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. What a scene it is, pastoral. It's the Lord giving his blessing. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. I like the artist's rendition here. It shows him between earth and heaven. I like that he was first in their midst, and then he rose. Let's go to Ephesians. In Ephesians 1:18-21, I invite you to read with me. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So Jesus rose from the intimacy of this circle of 11 to the throne of God. And the scriptures are revealing that he has dominion over all other powers, that indeed he is immortal and he is omnipotent. And so all praise will be to him today and forever and ever. And I'm wondering if we could sing together song number 259.
Our Father,
briefly, the Spirit descends. It's in Acts 2, 1 to 4 that we have this recorded about the day of Pentecost arriving. And the disciples were all in one place, and suddenly there was the sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I took this photo in the front of a Catholic cathedral in Munich, Germany, the Heiliggeist Kirche. And it was interesting. This was called the Church of the Holy Spirit. And so I guess it was a progressive revelation. When I saw the photo, suddenly it hit me, there are tongues of fire. Oh, this must be the coming of the Holy Spirit. I took the photo and later discovered what the name of the church was, and that it all fitted together. It was in Munich, Germany, this in June. So, closing here, we could sing Gentle Holy Spirit. We could sing many other songs about the Spirit. I'd just like to be thankful for the ministry of the Holy Spirit because of how he transformed these 11 and because of how he works in us. These 11 who were fearful and fled when Christ was crucified, arrested and crucified, they are the same ones that were bold and fearless in the next chapters of Acts. Let us bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace that comes, the grace for salvation, and the grace for living, and for the revelation of your word, and the revelation of Jesus Christ, and for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And now I pray, Holy Spirit, work your work in our hearts today. Energize the Sunday school verses and lessons, and help us to follow you faithfully, that when the Lord moves for us to move, when we are called upon to witness what you've done, and when he calls us home, may we always be there like sheep following the shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen.